But before you can think about buying a new car, there's the pesky question of what to do with the old one. Luckily, New York Times Magazine ethicist Randy Cohen is here to advise us on the proper disposition of that old clunker in the driveway. Hello, Randy.
Hi, John.
And we also have listener Chris Evans on the line from Los Angeles. Chris, tell us about the ethical quandary you're having with your car.
Well, my partner and I, we have a beaut of a 1964 Chevy Nova we bought from a little old lady. And, well, it's about 10 times as smoggy as a normal car.
This is a 1964 Chevy Nova, right?
That's right.
So no emission controls at all?
None at all. And we've come to be more concerned about the air since we bought this car. We hang out our laundry. It's our only car. I ride my bike to work. And with all that put together, we're still contributing more than our share to LA's air, which isn't very good.
So how much do you drive the car?
We drive it about 7,000 or 8,000 miles a year.
Mm-hmm. And so you're thinking about getting rid of it?
That's right. My neighbor's got a great hybrid. I've been eyeing. But that's $25,000, and it'd be nice to have $5,000 or $6,000 from this car to sell it. But I'm wondering, it may be virtuous, but is that efficacious? Are we actually giving a benefit to the folks who have to breathe this air?
Now, you could get $5,000 or $6,000 because this Chevy Nova is actually a classic car. It's that old, isn't it?
That's what it's worth, yeah. It is. Maybe one of your listeners might like it.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll get to that later. But Randy, what do you think? Is it ethical for Chris to sell this highly polluting car?
You know, I appreciate how sensitive Chris is to environmental issues. And you know, I hate it when doing the right thing costs me money. You know, that's why I've got a truckload of cigarettes and tainted pork that I've got to sell. unfortunately, you know, ethics involves considering the effects of our actions on others. And if this car is a menace, I'm afraid Chris shouldn't sell it. He shouldn't be driving it. It's a tough thing. It's when you have to put up or shut up. It's when you really do have to figure out how much your values are worth. I think there's a place off New Jersey where they're using old subway cars as to build a new coral reef. Have you considered that?
Well, yeah. let me ask you this, Randy, though. Now, this is a classic car, and I can imagine that you might have a collector who would buy it and basically park it in the garage, maybe drive it, you know, once a month or so on a Saturday afternoon around the block, and then put it back in the garage.
Sounds lovely. It's like when they sell, you know, ancient antique firearms, but they remove the firing pin. Isn't there some part of the car you could remove so it couldn't be driven? Sure, there's nothing immoral about it as an object. It's the menace it presents to others when you drive it. That's what you have to prevent.
I think I disagree with you guys on this. I mean, I feel like this is a 1964 Chevy Nova. It's a classic car. It's quite likely that whomever buys it is not going to be driving it every day. And when you think about the level of pollution, for instance, that Chris is spewing into the air, he drives about a 20th as much as most people out in L.A., and so that the harm that he's doing is...
But this car is probably 20 times dirtier than most cars. So you're kind of where you started. You're basically not making things worse or better.
Here's another solution. How about a pollution swap? You could sell the car to someone, let's say where in the Sahara Desert, where there's no automobile pollution, and they could happily drive it with little effect on the environment.
Oh, we know that dirty air just stays right where you leave it, too. It never drifts to other countries or anything. So that's a good solution, John.
Chris, now that you've heard Randy's advice, what are you going to do?
I'm going to try to find a movie director out here who wants to hang on to it for his next film.
Now, there's a solution.
There's also a kind of New York solution where our apartments are so tiny that in New York it would count as a studio apartment. perhaps you could sell it here, but you'd have to ship it here by train. Do we still have trains?
Chris Evans is from Los Angeles. Thanks very much, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
If you got a question for the ethicist, write to us at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line and be sure to include a phone number where we can reach you. So, Randy, what do you think about the director solution?
I thought Chris had the best solution of the three of us. It's an L.A. solution to an L.A. problem.
Randy, thanks again for joining us.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you, John.